Right,
right. Can you please
practice?
Please
practice.
Oh, no, take mine.
Recording.
Is it on?
I just put it on.
That would be right in your agenda.
Oh,
recording.
Oh, I don't have an agenda.
Recording is on.
I insist.
No, mine's on. Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Massaquan School District Board of Education meeting, March 5th, 2013. This is a special action meeting. Would you please, opening statement pursuant NJSA 10-410. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Massaquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. Dagnus-Spang? Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fury?
Here.
Mrs. LaSala?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi? Mrs. Walsh? We have a quorum.
Okay, just a little bit of housekeeping. Pat Walsh had a previous commitment this evening, and Catherine Verdi is out sick. Mission statement. Massaquan School District's mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within the community that regards student, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it is presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Let the record show that Mrs. Stegman-Spang has joined us at 7:05. And J.D. Cooper, we'd like to get a little update from you, if you would.
Sure. This past weekend, a lot of the students participated in Squanathon. Squanathon is a 12-hour dance, for those of you who do not know, where we had 280 dancers that stayed up all night. You could not sit down, and raised money for cancer throughout the night. Originally, to be a dancer, you need to raise $200 is the minimum, and other students exceeded that amount and went well beyond requirement. And during the night, everyone had a great time. Some of the highlights were we had a blacklight party with glow sticks. We had a comedian come in towards the end of the night, Zumba. We had guest speakers who had or have cancer, and we had my personal favorite, a mechanical bull that was there. So that was quite interesting, and it was
a
great
success.
You have
to sit down for that, don't you?
What?
You have to sit down for that.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I was squatting, so I wouldn't touch the bull. So. And by the end of the night, when we revealed how much we made, we raised a grand total of $63,520.15. And from last year, it was roughly 15,000 more than we made last year.
That's and that is the largest to date. Yeah.
That is largest to
correct?
Date. Yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And that is all I have.
Thank you, JD.
Thanks,
JD. Public comment on the agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and/or by an individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or discipline of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comments on the items included on the agenda only. If anybody would like to come to the microphone and has a comment they wish to share on the agenda, you may do so at this time. Okay, seeing no one, we'll close the floor. We'll go to item number seven, and what we're going to do is take a vote for the Massaquan sending, I'm sorry, the Massaquan board members only. This is the adoption of the tentative budget and all the items under item number seven. May I have a motion to approve?
So be.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Roll call.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, may I have a motion to approve, and this is for the full board, item number eight, tuition rates.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. May I have a second? Thank you, Mrs. DePalma. Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Mrs. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had you crossed out before. Mrs. Dignan's bank?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I even wrote myself a note.
Okay, at this point, we're up to old new business. Anybody for old new business? We definitely have a first. I have nothing. So that's a, I told you it was going to be a short night.
That is a first.
And also for the public, we do not have a closed session this evening. Closed session this evening has been canceled. Okay, at this point, we're up to the second public forum. If anybody would like to come to the podium and, or the microphone rather, and speak on anything that's on your mind, the floor is now open.
Hi, Heather Garrett Muley, 28 Elizabeth Avenue.
There's that red light on there on the
I think it's on.
That's actually for the recorder to pick it up.
I know that you guys are not really, there's not a lot of discussion tonight, but again, with the budget, I think it's important. Programs, student-teacher ratio, different programs for to and different things to draw kids back to the high school instead of going out of district and private. So I know that it's facility, I know that it's security, I know that it's, you know, all those other things that you guys have, but I think priority should be education for the kids, teacher-student ratio, and programs for the kids, which I think, especially in the high school, will draw kids back to the high school, which will then up the tuition and help run the school. Okay, that's it.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Okay, seeing no one, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So be.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Do we have to do roll call, Peg, or can
no,
we do it all in favor?
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I love this.
Now, not for nothing, Bob. That was 8 minutes.
Yeah, you beat.